From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Omara Portuondo has been called both the Billie Holiday and the Edith Piaf of Cuba. She's best known in this country as the only woman in the Buena Vista Social Club. Now Portuondo has a new solo recording, and she's touring the U.S. Karen Michelle reports.
There's a scene near the beginning of Wim Wenders' film on the Buena Vista Social Club. A round-faced, grizzled Ibrahim Ferrer faces the fine-boned, perfectly groomed Omara Portuondo as they sing Silencio, a bolero about a garden with flowers that would wilt if exposed to the sadness of the singers. Portuondo learned the song from her parents, her white upper-class mother who defied convention by marrying a black baseball player. In public, each walked alone. At home in Havana, they taught Portuondo and her two sisters about cultural harmony, a lesson that was reinforced by the radio.
Había mucha posibilidad de tener conocimiento de la cultura de muchísimos países porque la radio.
In Cuba, at that time, the radio was our window to the world. We were able to listen and appreciate the tango from Argentina, Mexican music, Brazilian music, and North American music. At that time, the radio was an amazing instrument, an amazing tool to really make people all over the world know each other's music.
No sé qué tengo yo. Qué triste estoy, las horas de dolor, qué largas son, no puedo soportar las ganas de llorar. El hombre que yo amé, ya lo perdí y nunca más podré.
Blame it on the radio. Under the Havana moon, George and Ira Gershwin moved to a different beat. In Cuba in the 1940s and 50s, the bolero and the son freely partnered with torch and chanson. Portuondo started singing professionally as a teenager with a famous dancing group that included her older sister. The troupe was called Las Mulatas en Fuego, the Fiery Mulatas. On weekends, the sisters sang jazz standards, Cubanized. In 1952, when she was 22, Portuondo joined a quartet that became one of the most popular groups in the history of Cuban music. They performed a style that became known as filin, or feeling.
It's smooch music. It's very romantic music.
Producer Ned Sublett is writing a book on the history of Cuban music.
This was the heyday of the vocal quartet. This was four young women who sang like angels and sang this beautiful romantic music. When the quartet formed, Omara, who was always a very determined person, accepted an engagement to sing on television for the group, on behalf of the group. And the engagement required them to sing 12 songs in a week. They only knew two. So they sang their two songs and then stayed up all night rehearsing two more and did this every night for the whole week. That was how they began their career.
The women were the face of the quartet, but it was a group of young guys who wrote the songs, taking a bit of bolero, mambo, cha-cha-cha, and mixing up a new sound.
It was a young group of composers. I'm not going to say they were like the Beatles, but in the way of setting songs and ideas, it was a new tapestry in Cuban culture.
Today, Portuondo is still known as La Novia de Feeling, the girlfriend of feeling.
¿Qué te importa que te ame? Si tú no. El amor que ya ha pasado se debe recordar. Fui la ilusión de tu vida un día lejano ya. Hoy represento el pasado.
no me puedo conformar.
20 años de María Teresa Vera.
The song that I've been singing for the longest time in my life is called 20 Years by María Teresa Vera. And I've been singing that song since my parents taught it to me, yes, more than 20 years ago. But I'm not going to say how much.
There's a line in the song that translates, "Now I'm history, I can't come to terms with it." In the 1950s, Puerto Hondo was a star in Cuba and headlined in Las Vegas. Then came the Cuban Missile Crisis. Puerto Hondo and her sister were in Miami. Her sister stayed. Omara returned to sing, not in the nightclubs of Havana, but to workers in the fields. She doesn't regret the decision, nor will she talk about it.
No, nunca.
The first song on Omara Puerto Hondo's new CD is a country song about the owner of a small farm, a woman who leaves her man. He begs for her return.
Si tierra mía, dime qué has hecho de nuestro dulce hogar. Reina que un día fue la alegría de todo aquel sitial.
With the Buena Vista Social Club, Omara Puerto Hondo was one woman among many men. As a soloist, she gets to change the equation. The sleek 70-year-old says that her goal always is to be in the middle of a lot of men and to control them.
Yes, I say, only men, porque los hombres.
I would love to direct a symphonic group where I can control a lot of men at the same time.
That's something she's doing on a slightly smaller scale on her current tour. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Jonathan Kern, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Paris Morgan.
The production staff includes Jeff Rogers, Lisa Harmon, Darcy Bacon, and Matt Martinez.
At the cultural desk, Sharon Ball, Tom Cole, Aileen Ellis, and Loretta Williams.
At the national desk, David Sweeney, Barbara Campbell, Ken Rudin, Andrea DeLeon, and Marty Christius.
Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.